I'm Francesca, and welcome to episode 4 of What Happened To Georgina Garcella. This podcast is created to bring awareness to missing person cases and to highlight certain events. All information presented here is available to the public. Georgina Garcella. Georgina was 30 years old when she went missing on the 7th of March 2018 after leaving her mother's house in Worthing. She was reported missing to police on the 17th of March by her mother. Georgina's parents were Gassam, a Libyan man, and Andrea, who was English. Her parents met at the University of Brighton and had four daughters, where Georgina was the second eldest. When she was young, the family relocated to Libya, where they lived until 1998. Georgina spoke fluent Arabic and maintained a circle of Arabic-speaking friends up until the time of her disappearance. Many considered Georgina as intelligent and articulate, though she developed a lifestyle away from the norm in adolescence. It's been noted that Georgina drank alcohol and smoked cannabis to excess. There are some reports that she suffered from mental health issues, including bulimia. Georgina was considered unreliable by some and often found it difficult to maintain relationships and to hold down a job. At the time of her disappearance, she was unemployed and estranged from a partner who she had been living with. Georgina had two children, both boys, with an earlier partner, who she also became estranged from. After leaving her last partner, she moved back in with her mother. At the time of her disappearance, she was only 10 days into living with her mother, though she was still seeing her most former partner regularly and would sometimes stay with friends in the Brighton area. Last sightings. Andrea, Georgina's mother, is the last known person to see her. This was on the morning of the 7th as she departed her home. That day, Georgina had plans to visit the Job Centre Plus and a phone shop for a SIM card. Georgina is seen on CCTV at around 9:50am entering the Clifton Food and Wine Shop on Clifton Road, Worthing. The shop manager later stated that Georgina had asked for help with her phone and that he directed her to a phone store. Georgina left the shop and it was the last certain sighting of her. Georgina did not visit the job centre and did not meet up with her father, who she had an appointment with. Subsequent tracking of her phone indicated that it was last used at 3am on the day and that it had left the network shortly after 11:30am. While still connected to a local mast in Worthing. In an interview with BBC News, Andrea implies that the reason she did not meet with her father was because she thought she'd most likely spent the evening with her ex-boyfriend. Although Georgina had split with the man recently, she still spent a lot of time with him. Andrea also insinuated that it was possible she met with a friend instead. Due to Georgina's lifestyle, Andrea was not concerned for her daughter's welfare until the following week. Georgina had failed to make arrangements to host her two sons for the weekend, as was normal. The ex-boyfriend of Georgina contacted Andrea 5 or 6 days after Andrea last saw her daughter. This is when Andrea learns that the man had not seen Georgina for around 10 days and was contacting Andrea as he was concerned for her well-being. Andrea spent several days attempting to contact Georgina without any success. She reported her missing on the 17th of March to Sussex Police. Investigation. The initial investigation was slow to get started. The homes of Andrea and Georgina's ex-partners were searched, and checks were initiated on her mobile phone and bank accounts. CCTV recordings from the immediate vicinity of Andrea's house were checked. This is when they uncovered the CCTV footage of Georgina in the shop on Clifton Road. After this, a public appeal for information was made. 3 weeks after Georgina's disappearance, the investigation was upgraded as it was considered suspicious. However, little progress was made. There were three main theories for Georgina's disappearance that were considered. 1. That Georgina had left voluntarily to escape issues in her life. This was plausible given her lifestyle and personal history. 2. That Georgina had committed suicide in a manner that did not allow her body to be found. This was plausible due to certain aspects of her personal history. and 3, that she had been abducted and murdered. This was plausible given her history of drug use and her acquaintance with drug suppliers. There are variations of this theory, such as she suffered a misadventure. Subsequent events. Andrea set up a Facebook page that attracted many reported sightings and offers of information. It is noted that Andrea passed on much of this to police, who did not find all of it to be credible. Often, potential witnesses would withdraw or modify information when approached by detectives. According to Andrea, a witness came forward saying that they saw a woman, who looked like Georgina, with two men on the evening of March 7th. Andrea claims that the witness saw the men dragging a woman across Broadwater Bridge. When questioned by police, the witness denied stating this. Andrea has made claims that Georgina was vulnerable and that she had recently started to smoke cannabis. Andrea has stated that she fears Georgina had developed a drug debt. The Sun claims that Facebook activity with other people showed conversations regarding a drugs gang. BBC News noted that police had seen Georgina with more than one phone. In October 2018, Crime Watch featured Georgina's disappearance. During this, it was confirmed that Sussex Police were offering a reward of £5,000 for information in relation to Georgina's location. In March 2019, according to BBC News, Andrea asked police to search a construction site in Worthing. However, police refused to search the site and cited insufficient evidence. On the 15th of August 2019, police announced that Georgina's disappearance was now considered a homicide case. At the time, no leads were made public. Later that same month, police arrested two men on the suspicion of murder, though they were released with no further action. In August 2019, the police circulated footage of two women who were recorded together in the town centre of Worthing at 3:30pm on the 7th of March 2018. One of the women resembled Georgina. Some questioned whether the woman in the afternoon video was Georgina, as her shoes varied from the morning footage. In the shop of Clifton Road, she was wearing black high-heel boots, and the woman in the video on the afternoon was wearing tan, flat-heeled boots. September 2020. The Worthing Herald published an article on the 16th of September 2020 with the title "Development in Missing Person Case Announced by Family." It was noted that at a press conference with Georgina's mother that a bank account linked to a PlayStation device she owned was triggered within the last 3 weeks with a debit card payment of £7.99 made in July. It was stated that Sussex Police were waiting for Sony USA to provide more information. This was the first new development in the case in months. Former National Crime Agency detective Andy Crocker, who has lent his support to Georgina's family's own campaign, said this exposed failing in the police investigation. The Worthing Herald noted, if it was an automated annual payment, he, Andy, asked how officers had missed something so critical for the last 2.5 years. Georgina's mum, Andrea, have been vocal critics of Sussex Police and its handling of the investigation. In the press conference, it was noted that race, class, and gender had played a role in the allocation of police resources to finding Georgina. It was also revealed in the press conference that police admitted 27 key failings in the investigation, which had seriously compromised the investigation. It was noted that key CCTV footage relating to the disappearance was not reviewed until a year after, and that 9 potentially significant segments of CCTV were lost by the force without explanation. 2021. The Argos, in January 2021, published an article stating that a woman in the CCTV footage may have been identified. On the 3-year anniversary of Georgina's disappearance, BBC News published an article where Andrea states, "Not a day goes by that she is absent from our thoughts, and we urge people to come forward with information." It was noted that police have investigated more than 70 reported sightings of Georgina, but none have proven to be her. Crime Stoppers is offering a reward for up to £10,000 for information. Friends and family of Georgina also run social media platforms and Twitter, at Find Georgina Now, and Facebook, at Find Georgina. You can email them directly at findgeorgina2018@gmail.com.